Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies. Devil be there. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Oh, Israel. Oh, America. Update of the battle for the Constitution. It's not about Trump. Are you prepared for the coming revelation? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, my friends, I can tell you right now, the show just took a whole different spin and shape than I expected it to. We probably won't get into my update on the battle for the Constitution or my explanation of my statement, it's not about Trump. And by the way, he would agree. And then, are you prepared for the coming revelation? So those things I'll take up on my live stream tonight during our visit. Oh, Israel. The Beijing puppet and acting U.S. president is busy negotiating with Iran while Iran is openly declaring their ideological and material support for the ongoing terrorist attacks on Israel from Hezbollah in Lebanon, or from Lebanon, and Hamas from Gaza. The U.S. is trying to find out just how much U.S. money Beijing Biden can funnel into Iran's terrorist operations under the cover of a nuclear deal. You know, one that will provide plausible deniability against the charge of open treason by our country supporting a foreign power hostile to the United States and her allies, and thus allowing Biden, I mean the Beijing puppet, to use taxpayer money to fund Iran's proxy war against Israel through Hamas and Hezbollah. Oh, and the PIJ, that's the Islamic Jihad Movement in Palestine. The missiles fired into Jerusalem are supplied by Iran. And this is not speculation. It is what Iran is boasting. While our negotiations are trying to hammer out a nuclear deal that provides loopholes sufficient so Iran can continue developing nukes, but that will also allow the United States to pour billions into the terrorist state, Iran, while telling Americans it's all about peace in the Middle East. What? We had that. We had that with Trump. The truth is, with Beijing Biden, it's about the destruction of Israel. If you want peace in the Middle East, put Trump back in the White House. Iranian missiles are being fired into the ancient city of Jerusalem. Israelis, this time of year, form a parade of sorts and celebrate the reuniting of Jerusalem. And Hamas are offended, and they say that this is provocative. And they start coming up with any kind of little allegation they can invent, and then start sending missiles into the ancient city. Some have expressed concerns one or more of these missiles could hit the Muslim holy site, the Dome of the Rock, or Al-Aqsa, and other Christian holy sites like Golgotha, Gethsemane, and might even destroy what the Jews have left of their temple site, the Wailing Wall. Meanwhile, at the Vatican, with their Judas Pope, or stand-in, gathered with representatives of America, such as Chelsea wearing her upside-down cross, and other Christ-denying, God-hating, baby-murdering miscreants to discuss ways and means to get everybody jabbed. You'll have to think about the connection on that one a little bit. Israel has taken out a top Hamas commander, a brigade commander for Gaza City. Hamas, in an ironic statement, said, angrily, that thousands of leaders and soldiers will follow. Yeah, you might want to think about that. Israel's dome, or Iron Dome, is amazing to see in action. It's incredible. There must have been 20 incoming missiles in this video I saw, all intercepted and destroyed before they penetrated the dome. It is inspirational. But it's also deeply disturbing. I thought about the families living in the communities where these missiles were headed, stepping out onto their porch to watch this firework display, understanding these are incoming missiles, and wondering that if even one of them gets through, what would happen? One did. It struck a civilian bus in the streets of Holon. It was one of many that got past the missile defense system and struck civilian targets, killing and wounding mothers and fathers and children. Thousands of Israelis hiding in bomb shelters. Netanyahu said the terrorists will pay dearly for their attack on Israel. The UN, really? Where is the UN, by the way? They're not in New York. The place is empty. All the flags have been taken down. It looks like a ghost town. One day, a week or so ago, the flags went up, and the usual hustle and bustle resumed for a day. And then, all gone. All flags down again. The police are in and out, but it's very eerie. So, we don't really know where the UN is performing its waltz with Lucifer. So, when they say the UN said, what they mean is the UN Middle East envoy, he tweeted, quote, "Stop the fire immediately. We are escalating towards full-scale war," end quote. Meanwhile, the anti-Semitic white supremacist Biden and his Beijing administration is busy making decrees about Americans either get the vaccine or wear the mask until you do. Wow, what a real man he is. Oh, boy. Oh, that, and then trying to work out a deal to give billions to Iran to finance terrorism around the world with U.S. tax dollars. And the point man for our negotiations is a fellow who explains, hey, if you, you can't look at Hezbollah and Hamas only as terrorists. I mean, they do that too, but hey, they also do some nice things. You know, they have charitable programs and stuff. They help people. You got to have the whole picture here. That's the guy leading our negotiations. Yeah, sort of like saying, hey, Hitler was a nice guy. You know, he pet cats and smiled at babies sometimes. So, you know, you can't only think of Hitler in terms of the Holocaust. Come on. The Trump plan was working, friends. ISIS was taken out. The policy of maximum pressure on Iran dried up their money flow and greatly reduced their capacity to fund terrorism. The Abraham Accords, remember those? They were bringing peace to the Middle East. Did you know that the Trump negotiations included encouraging religious liberty in Israel and in Arab states and in Africa? And progress was being made toward that end. Jihadist Tlaib, representing the 13th District of Witch Whitmer in Michigan, compares the plight of the Arabs in Jerusalem to that of blacks in South Africa, saying it's apartheid. Really? Arabs can vote. They have full access to participate in the economy and social life of Jerusalem. The militant jihadis are angry because they don't want the Jews in Jerusalem. It's as simple as that. They cannot tolerate the Jews celebrating the reunification of Jerusalem under Israeli rule. And Jihadi Tlaib of Witch Whitmer's Michigan chastises Israel for oppressing the Palestinians. Listen to this. Nonviolent resistance to Jewish occupation. Nonviolent. Really? Where is my squirrel? Unbelievable. And when you've got these brain-dead Christians like this guy who called into Jay Sekulow and chastised them for speaking out against the terrorist attack on Israel and standing with Israel against these terrorists, well, then you begin to understand why we are where we are. With this tripe about, you know, Christians should be calling for everyone to come together. Well, that is exactly what Trump was doing. And while I can't say for sure, it's nevertheless consistent with my experience that these sorts of folks are the sort of people that voted for Beijing Biden, administrator of the coup to take over America and establish the Fourth Reich. Yeah, I'm saying it out loud in front of God and everybody. The Democrat left today are attempting to establish the Fourth Reich. They're a bunch of Nazis. They will destroy the Constitution, rob us of our liberties. But they are about to meet the fist of God, which is truth. The great revelation is coming. Some think a small minority of crazy lefties is holding Biden hostage. But but I don't think that's the answer to this. Beijing Biden is not taking his cues from AOC. I believe that's a ruse. He takes his orders from Beijing. This is about China's ties to Iran and a joint effort to bring America under the power of China. While the Nazi white supremacists think they're going to use China and Iran to transform America out from under God and into the hands of Lucifer-worshipping Nazis and the globalist agenda, you know, the dream of all Nimrodians everywhere. But their tower like his will fall. God said Jerusalem would be made a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it, in Zechariah 12:3. Interesting, missiles are being launched into the ancient city, probably as I speak. All the nations of the world are focused on Jerusalem. It is indeed a burdensome stone. What shall America do? Well, let's talk about that in the next segment. Oh, America. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinberg is on the air. Warning, we have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain bassoor, and Paul Revere's lantern light. Lighting the lamps through the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Oh, Israel. Oh, America. You are bound together by the strong cords of faith. What is our bond with Israel? Let's move quickly through the noise, you know, to the heart of the issue. We are connected to Israel by the strongest cord that binds a people together, faith. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is Israel. Jesus is the Son of God, and humanly, he is the Son of David. He is the rightful heir of the kingdom. We are children of Abraham by faith. Galatians 3:7 says, they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And in 3:28, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. God speaks of two olive trees, one cultivated by him personally, and the other wild. The cultivated olive tree he identifies as Israel, and the wild olive tree represents the Gentiles. The unbelieving branches of the cultivated olive tree were cut off, removed. And we who are Gentiles that believe, we were cut off from the wild olive and grafted into the cultivated olive tree, Romans 10 and 11. We are connected to Israel. We draw our life from the same roots and the same soil. We could no longer deny Israel than we could deny our own selves or our own children. We have a family connection to Israel through a common ancestor, Abraham, and by a connection represented by a branch grafted into a tree. We are part of the same tree. Our fruit, the olive oil, extracted from us, feeds the same fire. The fire that is the light of God, the light of truth and justice. We are the oil that feeds that light of the Holy Ghost who burns in us and through us, providing light to the world. Ye are the light of the world. Our history is connected with the history of our Lord, who walked the streets of Jerusalem, where he was crucified, and where he arose from the grave the third day, where he ascended into glory from the Mount of Olives, and where he will one day return with us to the Mount of Olives. Selah. Our love for Israel transcends national accords and treaties and extends to a binding of our souls. Yea, many Gentiles would pray with Paul, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, Romans 10:1. Further, Jesus is King of the Jews and King of the world. We have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have been appointed kings and priests in that kingdom under God and unto God. Our king is their king. Their king is king of the entire world. You see, our king is the rightful heir of the throne of David, and Jerusalem is his earthly Zion. So long as Christianity prevails in America, America will love Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel. It's only when ungodly Antichrist white supremacists, Nazis, gain control of the levers of governmental power in this country that America turns away from and on Israel, fails to love Israel, support Israel, or defend her. Only then can America's power be taken into the hands of those Nazis who are inspired by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, the spirit of Antichrist, the one that animated Hitler, and to effect in this earth the policies of Satan himself, who hates the woman, Revelation 12, representing Israel, and desires to devour the child God sent into the world through her, represented by the child in that prophecy in Revelation 12, Christ Jesus the Lord, and in service to the great serpent himself, which is Lucifer, the father of the lie. These set about to destroy Israel and her child, the son of David. And so the church of God, the pillar and ground of the truth, rises before the throne of Christ, the king, to exercise its authority and the use of the keys of the kingdom to bind and loose, to bind this latest rise of the spirit of Antichrist, to restrain and hold him back, and to loose the bands this evil spirit has put upon the kings of the earth, warning them all, bow the knee to King Jesus. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart he rose from the dead. Call upon him to be saved. Indeed, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. You see, we submit to God and therefore have power to resist the devil, who must then flee. We declare the proud mounts to be removed to the sea, and the proud trees to be uprooted and planted there with them. We call on CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and the evil regimes elsewhere, Italy, Brazil, Mexico, Iran, wherever they're found, to fall. We call on the God of heaven to reprove the ungodly deeds of these ungodly men and women and all their filthiness and wretchedness, and that all their sacrifices to Lucifer will be delivered now, and every altar to Satan destroyed now. Turn on the lights. Light it up. Scatter the darkness. Bid the spirit of Hitler return to hell. While all eyes are on Jerusalem, consider what prophecies are soon here to be fulfilled. First, remember that Jacob gave a last day's prophecy, saying Zebulun would dwell at the haven of the sea and shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. That's in Genesis 49:13. It's the first last day's prophecy you find in the Bible. Zebulun never occupied Lebanon in all of her history. She never had a haven by any sea, and her borders never touched Zidon. This prophecy is scheduled for fulfillment in the prophetic period called the last days. And that period began at Pentecost. It continues all the way through till we come to the time of the end, which according to Daniel is marked by the revelation of the man of sin, the rise of Antichrist. But now we're here and we're in the way. Yes, we're here restraining the spirit of Antichrist, for the spirit of Jesus Christ, through us, restrains that wicked spirit of anti-Semitism, that wicked spirit of Antichrist. Hezbollah is firing missiles into Jerusalem from Lebanon. Israel has and will defend herself, with or without Biden's permission. She will finally move in to stop this nonsense, and she will invade Lebanon and take under her power all that territory up to the border of Zidon. And Zebulun will settle there. Second, remember that in another last day's prophecy, Isaiah said Jerusalem would be exalted among the nations, with her temple rebuilt and in a state of cooperation with all her Arab neighbors. You can read about that in Isaiah 2 and Micah 4. This is not going to be the millennial, as some presume. For Isaiah tells us that at this time, Jerusalem will be overrun with idols. Revelation said she'd be referred to spiritually as Sodom. And Micah 4:5 tells us that at this time, a policy of religious freedom will prevail throughout, saying every man will worship his own God. How about that? And we, Israel, in that case, or in that context, will worship the Lord, Jehovah, our God. Religious freedom in the Middle East. We know the Jews in Israel are preparing and planning to rebuild their temple on the holy site. We have heard of extensive preparations already in place. You've heard the rumors of some breeding of the red heifer and the significance of all of that. We won't go into it right now, but in my message Sunday I will. To dedicate the temple, of course, there is the small problem of Al-Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock, you know, Muslim holy sites that occupy Jerusalem at present, the Dome of the Rock being especially problematic since it sits upon the ancient holy site where the Jewish temple was. Now, some have said the Rebbein have discovered, conveniently, that the actual site for the temple is next to the Dome of the Rock, or nearby, and that Muhammad's surveyors missed it. Now, that seems unlikely to me. More likely, a compromise might be settled upon to build the temple next to the Muslim mosque. Or, you know, they are firing missiles into the holy city. What if one happens to land upon the mosque? Oh, my. What if some crazy son of Ishmael gets the crazy idea to destroy the mosque and blame Israel for it, thereby launching the ultimate jihad, the ultimate war between the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac? Why can't these brothers get along? And what if, as in other times when the Arabs have launched attacks against Israel, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, advance more deeply into her ancient birthright, her promised land, and retake all of Canaan? Yes, takes Gaza entirely into its power and moves into Lebanon up to the border of Zidon. And the ancient prophecy is fulfilled, and in the peace that follows, she rebuilds her temple? Maybe on the ashes of the Dome of the Rock, or the mosque there? Or, okay, next to it. And Jerusalem becomes an international city of peace, he goes, because Jesus said she will be trodden by the foot of Gentiles until he returns, and so we know that's going to continue. She'll be an international city of peace. Jerusalem will be shared with all the world, and become perhaps the new headquarters of a newly constituted center for world peace. And the Vatican will become the religious center of the world and will become increasingly enriched and begin using those riches to ascend to power over the nations again, Revelation 17. And Iraq finally arises to fulfill her prophecy in Daniel 7, and Babylon is rebuilt, and it becomes a center of world commerce. See Revelation 18. And during this time, the gospel of the kingdom breaks out and a worldwide evangelism explosion moves throughout the world so that this gospel of the kingdom is preached in every nation. In this time period, Russia will realign with Iran and likely also China, and a disturbance to the peace will begin when the ribs call upon the bear to rise and devour much flesh, Daniel 7. Following that, soon following it, the European nations will respond by banding together the four kingdoms of Alexander's old empire, Greece with Turkey and Syria, Lebanon together, and then Egypt. They all come together to form an alliance. That's that third beast of Daniel's prophecy in Daniel 7. The devouring bear will become too vicious and overbearing on the world stage and too destabilizing, so the Western powers will form a 10-nation federation, perhaps led by America, and that depends on whether we land on the right side of these prophecies in the beginning of their development and do not abandon Israel at this juncture. These 10 kings will band together to put down the evil forces that disturb the peace. It will trample under their feet and break to pieces any that resist and impose its will on all the nations of the world. And then somewhere along the way, the church will disappear. Anywhere along the development of these things, the church disappears. So the rapture occurring somewhere along the way, then when the 10 kingdom power has trampled the world under its feet and the world's become weary of its oppression, a relatively unknown ruler will get power entire of Lebanon. one of the four kingdoms of the third beast, you see. And he will be an Assyrian, likely he'll be of the line of the Jews, of Abraham's seed. And this relatively unknown ruler will manage to subdue three of the kings of the ten-king empire, bringing them under his control and through them taking control of that empire, of that kingdom, the fourth kingdom, as it's called in Daniel chapter 7. And then he will proceed by peace to destroy many. He will gain political power over the entire world. He will be hailed as a peacemaker. Many will call him Messiah. But when some resist his peace, he will be given a great sword, and he will use it to take peace from the earth. Now, with his political and military power in hand, he will be given, or he will take, power over the economies of the world. And finally, he will turn all of this power, his political, military, and economic power, he'll pool all his resources and launch an attack on the earth in which he will destroy 1/4 of the population of the planet. That's billions of people. The scornful rulers of Jerusalem, a city that will at that time be spiritually called Sodom, according to John, Revelation 11, will see this Assyrian rising on the earth, destroying billions, and will reach out to him to make a covenant. This will be the covenant with death that Isaiah spoke of in Isaiah 28:15, and the covenant with the prince that shall come, spoken of by Daniel the prophet in Daniel 9:24, 27. And this will begin the 70th week, or what we popularly call the tribulation. All right, I'm going to need to stop right here. Check in on my visit tonight by Facebook live stream. Go to Facebook and search for Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California. There are a lot of Lighthouse Baptist churches. You'll have to distinguish Santa Maria, California. Like the page and then set up notifications so you'll be notified when I go live. Come on out tomorrow. I'll be teaching through the book of Revelation. Not the whole book in that one lesson. I'm in the process of a series of lessons on that subject. In fact, if you want to enroll in the course, it's free, and you will receive my commentary on the first three chapters of Revelation, along with my notes on Daniel. You'll also be on the list to receive a PDFI of my commentary on the entire book of Revelation when it's completed. I hope you enjoyed your brain massage today. I'll be addressing prophetic significance of the war breaking out in Israel tomorrow at my pulpit. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now, you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. Leave a message for me in our listener response hotline or go to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon